in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present
Uncle Dan's Storytime.
Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Lovely Storytime introduction, lady, sweet girl. Looking good today, too. Well, today's story is titled The Hunter and the Bear.
The Hunter and the Bear.
Thank you, Chauncey. Well, Bosco Bozareski, an avid hunter, took...
excuse me, who?
Bosco Bozareski.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, Bosco, an avid hunter, often took the wife and kids along on his extended weekend hunting trips since they, too, were into the sport. Now, on this particular trip, Bosco's mother-in-law went along since, well, she, too, came from a long line of hunters. The third evening in, while still deep in the forest, Bosco's wife woke up to discover her mother gone. Well, she immediately rushed over to Bosco and insisted that they launch a search for her mom. Bosco picked up his rifle, took a swig of whatever that was in the flask, and the two of them took off to look for mom. Well, in a clearing not all that far from the camp, they came upon a chilling sight. Yeah. The mother-in-law was backed up against a thick, impenetrable bramble bush, and there stood a large bear facing her. Well, Bosco's wife cried, "What are we going to do?" And Bosco, not one to panic, took a moment to size things up and then turned to his wife and said, "Nothing. The bear got himself into this mess. Let him get himself out of it."